at that point there were 67 people taken on, and I'd written to the Gary Martin through the council asking that the council refrain from using this system, because it is no more than cheap labour, it's exploitation. I don't think Donegal County Council, a body that I'm a member of, I don't want that to be taking place. So I'd asked it to be stopped. Unfortunately, now I've seen through responses from parliamentary questions that number's increased now to 84 people, and I think that's a shame.
So even though the council knew they couldn't take on anybody in full-time employment because of the embargo, they've still taken advantage of the Jobbridge scheme?
They are, but to a certain extent they've been forced into that position, because the council's staff has reduced so severely because of government cutbacks and because of the government embargo that they've been forced that the only option is by taking on these Jobbridge people.
Well, what's the bigger problem here, Jobbridge or the embargo in the public sector?
Well, this is a combination of two. The embargo in the public sector is like that is creating a massive problem in the public sector, and you can see now there's 5,000 people being recruited and scrambled to fill that void. But furthermore, the whole idea of Jobbridge, it's a fallacy. It's been exploited both the public sector and the private sector. The private sector, it's taken away the incentive to take on people through a decent wage, and because I say many businesses are thinking, why would they need to pay somebody a full-time wage when through Jobbridge they can get them for free? The government will pay an extra 50 euro on top of their dole, but as I say, the reality is that there's now people that are working a full-time week, and they're earning roughly 3 euro 50 an hour, and that is an absolute disgrace.